Today is Friday, December 11th, 2020, and the time is 8:30 a.m. I now call the meeting of the Audit Committee to the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. At this time, I will conduct a roll check. Larry Long, are you present?
Yes, I am present. This is Larry.
Hector, are you present? Okay, if Hector is calling in the meantime, Philip Holt, are you present?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum of the Audit Committee with Larry present, Philip standing in for Hector. If there is anyone wishing to address the commission, you will need to use the webinar platform in order to be recognized. You must use the raise your hand feature on your screen and submit the agenda item you wish to comment on using the question feature. Public comments on non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes and agenda items 10 minutes. Okay, the agenda item, the first order of business is the approval of the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on October 16, 2020. These minutes were circulated to the members in the agenda packet. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on October 16, 2020?
Yes, this is Larry. I make that motion.
Okay, Larry. Is there a second?
I second, Molly. Philip Holt.
Okay, Philip. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. We'll now move on to item B. Commissioner Pettijohn, would you please give us your report?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our report on review of agency activities related to audit is found on page 5. And there's just a few items to mention here. All right, hearing a little. One item is complete. We'll talk about in just a second. Following pages, the promotional items audit from the Comptroller of Public Accounts. Some pending items that are currently going underway is an external network penetration test that DIR or their subcontractors are performing. That began November the 23rd. And then the next one is the Texas Cybersecurity Framework Assessment that is conducted by a third party through DIR. Kickoff was held on December the 7th. They've been very busy with field work this week. For both of those items, we will be expecting reports sometime in the early part of 2021. Maybe we'll have them by February meeting. It's going to be close. We may not. So that, you may hear from us on security audit kind of issues in February, or it may be April. But those are underway. And then, of course, the Garza Gonzalez audit. There's one other item that's not on this list that's not yet public, but we did receive a draft report from the state auditor's office. We have an item later in the Finance Commission meeting about the sunset follow-up of sunset recommendations, and as part of that process, the state auditor's office is responsible for following up and auditing essentially the management recommendations that were made by the Sunset Commission. The ones that we're going to talk about later in the Finance Commission really relate to legislative items, but the management items, the State Auditor's Office reviews. And so our agency from the Sunset process had two management recommendations from Sunset. We provided the response information to the State Auditor's Office regarding those management recommendations. And so we will present this at an upcoming meeting when their report is finalized. But anyway, that is an update on that. Now, next I want to turn to the promotional items audit. I apologize for having to put this whole audit in here because it doesn't really relate. It was a wide audit conducted by the comptroller's office. So it takes a lot of pages, our portion of it was very, very small, but I thought it was important that the audit committee see this because these are some types of audits that we're beginning to see from the comptroller's office. And actually this one's been going on for the field work. It took an extensive period of time for this particular audit. In this case, they took, they wanted to focus on agencies' procuring promotional items to determine whether or not the agency had the appropriate authority to purchase those items. And our agency had one purchase that goes back quite a few fiscal years. You know, you'll see the period that they were looking at was from September the 1st of 2015 to August the 31st of 2018. And they made a general observation that agencies that have this authority should review their purchases to ensure that each purchase is necessary. We tend to try to do that. On page 18 is really the only place you kind of see the result, I suppose, is that our agency was determined. We provided a lot of information about why we have the authority to procure this particular item, and they show that we have implied authority to purchase that type of item. So we were in compliance, and anyway, that's all that there is in that particular audit, but I wanted to bring that to the committee's attention since it was finally concluded. And with that's all I have on audit activities. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Pettijohn. Commissioner Cooper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Department of Banking is on page 20. First off, Garza Gonzalez did follow up on the findings on the change management. Excuse me, it was a change management follow-up, and you see their findings there. And for the five areas, all of them have indicated by Garza that those areas are completed, so that's final now. The Office of Risk Management, in fact, they were in here this week, but they have not finalized their report, but verbal indications are that everything was satisfactory. And then the comptroller is expected to do a post-payment audit sometime in January, but obviously that hasn't started yet. So that's all we have, Madam Chair.
So, Commissioner, would the sunset review also the management recommendations made for the other agencies like yours and Department of Savings and Loan, or do they just do a sample, and that's how OCCC got selected?
Madam Chair, this is Wendy Rodriguez with the Texas Department of Banking. The department will be, the SAO actually did select something, which is what we reported at the last meeting. We will be part of the report as well, but we have not received any indication.
Okay, all right. I just wondered if it was like a sample or they just did all of their review of all the recommendations that they made. Okay, thank you. Commissioner Jones, we have your report, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. SML's audit activity report is on page 21. With regard to the two items in the chart, those have been completed, and we will be reporting further on those under agenda item E. We, too, received a draft report from the SAO on management recommendations, and we will report on those at a later meeting as well. And that concludes my report, unless you have any questions.
Okay, great. Does anybody have any questions on these reports?
Madam Chair, can you hear me? This is Hector Sedla.
I can hear you, Hector. Thank you.
Okay. I've been on, but for some reason you couldn't hear me earlier.
Okie doke. Thank you. So we'll acknowledge you as being present, Hector. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll now move on to item C. Kimberly with Garza, Gonzalez, and Associates will present the internal audit plans for the Finance Commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Kim Lopez-Gonzalez, representing Garza, Gonzalez, and Associates, and I'm here this morning to present to you the results of the risk assessment that our firm has conducted for the Finance Commission to include the Department of Banking, SML, and OCCC. In your packet, beginning on page 23, through 44 is our internal audit plan for fiscal year 2021, as is required for state agencies under the Internal Auditing Act. As in previous years, we went through a risk assessment process following the methodology that our firm uses to develop the risk assessment summary that is also included in this internal audit plan for all three agencies. Just before I present to you the audit plan, I'd like to just make some general comments that affected all three agencies as we went through the risk assessment process. As I'm not too sure if all y'all, if everybody recalls, but when we presented our internal audit plan for last fiscal year 2020, there were some comments that were made by several of the finance committee members. And one of those was that they like to ensure that all areas for each agency were considered or audited within a three-year period. So we did take that into consideration. In addition to that, as part of our risk assessment process, we do submit questionnaires to various individuals of each agency. And in addition to that, we also get feedback and we submit a questionnaire to the audit committee chair for any consideration as part of the risk assessment process. Some of those considerations that we received were for us to consider the comments and recommendations that were provided by the Sunset and also by the Finance Commission directive. So those items were considered as part of our risk assessment summary to come up with the summary that you have in the audit plan. What I'd like to do is start with page 24, just to go through the table of contents of our internal audit plan before I direct you to various pages of the plan. So the table of contents includes there's an internal auditor's report on page 25 of your report. In addition to that, our methodology that we use to go through the risk assessment process is found on pages 26 through 27. And so the Department of Banking is the first agency here that their internal audit plan is found on pages 29 through 31. However, what I'd like to do is start with the risk assessment summary, which is attachment A1 that can be found on page 39 of your packet of your report, so that we can go through the risk assessment summary so that I can explain a little bit as to the process that we went through, the communication that we had with management and with the audit committee chair to get to this point, and for the suggested areas for audit that are presented in the report. So page 39, which is A1, is titled the Risk Assessment Summary for Fiscal Year 2021. It, on that page, you will see for the Department of Banking, there are 17 auditable areas. Based on our risk assessment, there are 4 high-risk areas, 5 moderate, and the remaining are low-risk. As part of our communication with management, we were informed that the financial area audit they recommended or suggested that those financial related areas that are included in this as potential audit topics, that audits for those be delayed since they are undergoing transition to the CAP system. So if you'll notice here, the procurement and contract management is a high risk, the highest risk area. However, because of that recommendation or suggestion, we are delaying a review of that area. And instead, we moved on to recommendation for audit of the MIS area. I don't want to say that it's going to be an overall review. What you'll see in the audit plan is that we are suggesting as part of this audit that we review the comments that were provided to you by a previous internal auditor, MJ, and as Commissioner Cooper presented to you the results of those comments. We did perform some follow-up last year, and that was the follow-up was only to determine whether the policies had been implemented. And some feedback that we did get was that not only would the department like to know that the procedures were implemented or policies were adopted, but also that they are being followed, that the processes are in place. So our recommendation is to review those comments and recommendations and perform procedures to ensure implementation is occurring there at the Department of Banking. In addition to that audit, we are also recommending area number 7 there, consumer assistance. As a matter of fact, that is a new area that was added this year to our risk assessment based on the Sunset review that was performed and the recommendations that were provided to the Department of Banking. We felt that this consumer assistance area should be an audit topic. So we are recommending for audit there, area number 2 and area number 7 for fiscal year 2021. In addition to those two audits, we will also, as we've done in previous year, perform a follow-up of any outstanding internal audit recommendations that had not been fully implemented as of last fiscal year, and prepare the annual internal audit report that is required to be submitted to various state agencies by November 1st of each year. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have on the results of the Department of Banking's risk assessment summary and our recommendations for audit for fiscal year 2021.
Any members have any questions? Okay, Kim, I think we're good to go on.
Thank you. For the next area, the next audit plan included in your packet is for the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. And again, as for the DOB, if you wouldn't mind turning to page 40 of your board packet, the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending's risk assessment summary is included on page 40. On that page, you will see that there are 12 potential audit topics. There is only one high-risk area, which is the management information system. After that, there are several moderate risks, and then the last four areas are low-risk. Our communication with management and our communication with the audit committee chair, what was decided is that we would defer the management information systems audit to what we wouldn't recommend for audit this year, because at the time that we were performing our audit, the agency was undergoing their cybersecurity audit, which I believe is going to be presented to you today. And in our moderate risk areas, if you'll look at those areas, you can see that the first five areas there, maybe you'll look all the way to the right, the last column there on the total scores, all of those areas have the same score. So pretty much we would have recommended any area within that moderate risk area that have the same score. But what we're recommending here is the procurement contract management area, item number three there. Not only because it is one of the higher moderate risk areas, but because we would also be addressing the Finance Commission directives and sunset recommendations related to that area. In addition, as for DOB, in addition to auditing that area, we would also be performing a follow-up and also preparing the annual internal audit report as part of our internal audit functions for fiscal year 2021. And I'd be happy to answer any questions on the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending's risk assessment summary results.
Any questions, members? Okay, Kim. Go ahead, sorry.
Yes, ma'am. The next audit plan is OCCC audit plan, and their risk assessment summary can be found on page 41 of the report. OCCC has 17 potential audit topics, with four of them being high risk, four of them being moderate risk, and the remaining low risk. Now, for OCCC, there is one area that is required to be audited on a periodic basis, and that is the TB fund investment portfolio administration, and that is required to be audited in odd number years. So during the fiscal year 2021, we will be auditing that area just because of the required periodic audit. And in addition to that, we have recommended, we talked to management about it, we discussed it with the audit committee chair, and we are recommending the fiscal division for audit, which is the highest risk area here. And as for SML, what I've indicated there on the risk factor number 8 issues or concerns, part of those to address or look into the implementation or the processes that have been in place as recommended by the sunset and the Finance Commission directive. In addition to that, those two audits, we will also perform a follow-up as we will for the other agencies and prepare the annual internal audit report for fiscal year 2021. And I'd be happy to answer any questions on the OCCC's risk assessment summary and audit plan at this time.
Any questions?
No questions.
Okay, hearing that, do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's fiscal year 2021 internal audit, auditor's risk assessment and audit plan?
This is Hector Stefanos, so moved.
Okay, Hector, is there a second?
Hey, this is Larry. I'll second that.
Okay, Larry. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Thank you. Okay. We will now move on to item D. Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's a report on the Texas Financial Education Endowment, or TFE, on page 45. Just a really brief update on progress related to TFE. We are in the 2020-2021 grant cycle. The second period, the second six-month period for that grant cycle ends on December 31st, and we'll be receiving reports from the grant recipients along with reimbursement requests at the end of January. And we'll take some participant data from that and publish a report in late February, so you can look forward to that. The other thing I just wanted to mention was the Comptroller's Office has recently published some new grant management standards to replace what used to be the uniform grant management standards. Those typically are standards that apply like federal grant stuff, but we really looked at those as some best practices from and procedures that we follow where it makes sense. And so we are currently reviewing that. And, you know, as we will go through probably next summer, looking at updating procedures related to the grant before we start the next cycle or something, we'll be reviewing this to see if we can make any alignment with this particular new grant management standards. Be happy to answer any questions at the bottom. A comment about a misprint from the last material, but other than that, I have to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions?
No questions here. No.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay. We will now move on to item E. The Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending will need to discuss this item in executive session. Commissioner Jones will need an executive session on this item regarding SML's IT audit. It is 8:53 a.m. on December 11th, 2020. At this time, the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission will go into closed session pursuant to Government Code Sections 551.076 and 551.089. For the record, attending from the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending are Commissioner Jones, Antonio Ato, and Dura Pasakua. I apologize for screwing up your names. Commissioner Jones, is this correct?
Yes, that's correct. Myself, Antonia, and Xerxes Pasqua.
Okay. At this time, Audit Committee will go into a secure web platform, and the audience may remain on this webinar. Audit Committee members, at this time, please disconnect from this webinar, and the Audit Committee will return to the webinar upon conclusion of executive session. We are now anticipating executive session lasting approximately 20 minutes. Now, 9:38. A.M. on December 11, 2020, and the commission is now back in open session. No action was taken in the closed session. There being no further business, this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned. The time is 9:38 a.m.